Welcome back to the Musically Minded Mama podcast. This is episode 81. So the next, let's see, 4 episodes, I will be dealing with our mindsets, moms. And there are 4 things that I want to help you with that I've, you know, struggled with myself that I think I can help with. And these episodes will be pretty short because it's just a few things that if we implement, it can make lasting change. And I think that's important to think about. Sometimes I want to make these huge changes and it takes so much. But if I just do one thing consistently every day and build upon that, it makes it happen quicker than, oh, let me do this huge thing. That's how it works for me. And I know that we are pretty similar. So today's episode is all about finding your rhythm for everyday living. And I hope that you're able to glean something, hope you're able to apply something, because like I said, it's easy steps that I believe will make a lasting difference. Are you a musician mama struggling with working mom guilt? Does leaving your kids for a performance make you feel out of sync? Do you just love music and want your kids to reap the benefits of learning to play or using it to learn? In this podcast, you'll learn how to share your love of music with your kids to create a deeper connection with them, even if you don't know how to sing or play. You'll even get tips for your own musical endeavors and find ways to manage your time effectively as a musician. My mission is to help musical mamas manage their time and mindsets so that your skills and children are growing at the same time. This will ultimately create a melodious life filled with excitement that will inspire your kids. Even if you don't know how to sing or play music, there is still a way for you to share the gift of music with your kids. I am convinced that musically minded mamas should raise their voices and instruments because your God-given potential should not be wasted. Hello, I'm Joanne, a wife, mom, teacher, and daughter of the King. For years, I struggled to pursue my passion. When I became a mother, no time became my biggest excuse, and I hid my gift of music behind my gift of motherhood. I was afraid of what people would say and believed the big mom lie that I didn't deserve to take time to develop my music or share my love for it with my kids. I finally have realized that by sharing my passion for music with my kids and letting them be an inspiration to me, I am finding fulfillment. If you're ready to finally pursue your family passion by using your musical passion, you found a friend. It's time to say yes to using your love of music and connect with your kids. So warm up your voice and start practicing those skills, friend. It's time to waltz with me through all things family management, mindset, mentoring, and music. Let's make memories and music together. So, I know how hard it can be to, you know, change some of the things that we're doing. So the first thing I want you to do in trying to get back your everyday rhythm in life after kids, of course, is to accept imperfection. And for me, this is a big one because I am still recovering from being a perfectionist. But if I just accept the fact that even though I plan the day, even though I have all these things listed and yeah, do this, it is still going to be imperfect. I will not be as frustrated or let down, you know, because I didn't meet my expectation. I have high expectations, as we all should. But at the same time, just accept that there will be a whole heap of imperfection, okay? So if you start there, know that, yes, after planning, yes, after figuring out all the things to make my day amazing, there will still be imperfections. I think that we will be a lot better off. That's first thing. The second thing that I think is extremely important, of course, after knowing that there will be hiccups, there will be imperfect things, set some kind of organization, whether you use your Google Calendar or a written calendar or just a to-do check-off list. Have that in place, not just for yourself, but for your kids. As a teacher, kids in my classroom strive when there is structure. If I just say, oh, do whatever you want, there is chaos. So apply the same thing at home. Have some structure to what your kids will be doing. Make it visual for them to see. If when you come home, do these 3 things and they can see it. For some reason, they forget what they do every day. I have no explanation. But just make it something visual for them and also for yourself if you're a visual learner. Have it posted and it keeps that accountability there. And of course, even when it's posted, the kids will still come back and say, what do I do next? And that's when you can just redirect them to whatever their schedule is. Okay, so have some type of organizational structure. It's visual for the kids and for yourself, so you can see what you need to do to help with your everyday rhythm. And then the third thing that I think is harder to do, only because I like to control everything and I like to do it myself because I know I can do it right. But if you do the first thing I said, which is accept imperfection, this will be easier. So the third thing is to delegate. Remember, I like to do it because I know I'm going to do it right and the way that I want, but not everybody will. So if you can delegate anything in your day, in your rhythm, that you can be okay with it not being done just how you would do it, because no one's like you, right? Then I think that will help with your everyday rhythm. So remember, it's going to be imperfect. Just accept that. I'm sorry. It's just going to be imperfect. But delegate it, whether it's to an older child or a neighbor or a cousin or I don't know, whoever you trust in your circle who can do something for you, even though it won't be done the way you would do it. Let them do it, because that will take pressure off of you and that will help with your rhythm, your everyday lifestyle that, you know, sometimes can be pretty stressful. So I will recap. First thing you need to do in order to get your mindset set, right, and in a positive way so you can enjoy your everyday, except that there will be imperfections. Have some type of, number two, organizational structure, calendar, chalkboard, whatever you post it on for your kids so they can see what they need to do and what you need to do. And then the third thing is delegate. Find someone who can help you, who can assist you, who can take something off of your plate, because we are moms and we like when our plate is full. But trust me, just delegate it, even if it's the smallest thing, so that you can have a positive everyday rhythm that makes you excited each day to live each day. Thanks for listening. That's all I have for today. Mom's Mindset, Everyday Rhythm.